Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, the brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Devotion Podcast, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, and to all of you tuned in live with me right now, I say good morning, good morning, good morning. And to those of you who will listen to the recording later, I say hello, hello, hello. God has a powerful word for you today. Listen and grow in every area of your life. Our scripture for today's Daily Fire Devotion teaching comes from the book of John, chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. That's John in the New Testament, chapter 2. Verses 13 through 17. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of the three ways that you can tune in to the Daily Fire Devotion Podcast with me and stay connected. Number one, tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org, or stream or download on any major podcast platform. That's Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker.com, SoundCloud, Google Play, and more. And I welcome those who are now tuned in from India on Jiavan. Welcome to the Daily Fire Devotion Podcast. Number two, hear the recording, if you can't tune in live, on those same platforms. Just go to my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org, or stream Daily Fire Devotion. Download it on any major platform. Enter my name, Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or Daily Fire Devotion. Find the podcast and follow it. And then that way, when it's done each day, it will be ready and you'll be notified. Or number three, just have the teaching text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. All you need to do for that is text the message or letters DS to phone number 33222. Again, text the message DS, D for daily, F for fire, to phone number 33222. If you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. Go there to learn more about me. You can donate to the ministry. You can see prior sermons, everything you need. And you can follow me on social media at Rossi Williams. But whatever you do, don't let your day end without having listened to Daily Fire Devotion, because you will grow in every area of your life. Let's go to this word. We're in the book of John, chapter 2. Verses 13 through 17, reading from the KJV. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small coins, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my father's house an house of merchandise. Last verse. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion is the militant Jesus. The militant Jesus. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, years ago, there was this little saying that came out. I'm sure you've heard it. WWJD. What would Jesus do? It became so popular that people began to buy bracelets and necklaces. We saw it everywhere. Sermons were preached about that topic, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Now, the problem with this was not the question of WWJD, what would Jesus do, but the answer. Somehow, WWJD became the rallying cry of suppression of righteous anger and natural, reasonable, emotional response. You see, when people would say WWJD, it was not truly to delve into the Word of God to understand what Jesus would do about a matter. Rather, it was to tell you to quieten down. Calm down. You're not being Christ-like enough. You're not being godly enough. Your voice is too loud. You're angry and you shouldn't have any anger. Christ was always tolerant. Christ was always soft-spoken. Christ always gave everybody another chance. Christ always coddled people. This was a misrepresentation of Jesus. And the answer to what would Jesus do? Because of that, in times when we should have stood up and cried loud and spared not, in times when we should have just given the unadulterated word of God, realizing that souls were hanging in the balance, we wouldn't do so because we feared being labeled unchristlike. But today, I came to show you the true Jesus. You see, Jesus wasn't always just tolerant. Jesus wasn't always someone who worried about what the receiver of the message was thinking, because Jesus was focused only on one goal, and that was expanding the kingdom of God. So today, the responses that he gave, that I just read into you, what he did in John chapter 2, verses 13 through 17, making a whip and driving the people out of the temple, turning the tables over and telling the money changers to get out, that would be considered militant. Because anyone who doesn't conform to the status quo, anyone who says something in a voice that's deemed to be angry or raising the voice or even impassioned, anyone who will not agree to and tolerate everything in today's world is deemed militant. Negative connotation. You're rebellious. You're unruly. The militant Jesus. In John chapter 2, verses 13 through 17, that we just read today, it said that Jesus made a scourge. In other words, he made a whip out of small cords. I said, Jesus, that bright and morning star, the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, Jesus, that Alpha and Omega, this same Jesus who later in John 3:16 gave his life on the cross, a ransom for many, this same Jesus who is the mediator between us and God, this same Jesus who stands in the gap for us. It said that same Jesus made a whip of small cords, and he drove them out of the temple. It didn't say that he said, will you please leave? Okay, I'm going to count to five. You have 5 seconds to get out of here. One, two, three. Are you getting your stuff together yet? Four, I don't see you packing up your tables. I'll start over again. One, two. No, it said that he made the court. He drove them out of the temple. He poured out their money. He overthrew their tables, and he told them to get out of here. Don't make my father's house a place of merchandise. Can't you see it? Because in verse 17, his disciples were so astounded. Can you just imagine? Here they've been with Jesus, seeing him perform miracle after miracle. He's healing the sick. He's raising the dead. He's just being patient with people. They didn't even know this side of Jesus. It said that they were just standing there and they said, whoa, wait, who is this? Then they remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house had eaten me up. You see, when you have a zeal about something, a zeal about the kingdom, a zeal about justice, a zeal about activism, for whatever your activism may be, for some of you it's children, for some of you it's the elderly, for some of you it is the widows, for some of you it is the social justice, for some of you it is Black Lives Matter, for some of you it is the homeless, but you ought to have a zeal about something that consumes you so much, because if you are a Christian, your goal is to exact righteous judgment. And because of that, when you see unrighteousness, when you see injustice, when you see sin, you become impassioned, you become emboldened. The zeal of thine house has eaten me up so much so, glory, that you'd be not just the John 3:16 sacrificial Jesus, but you become the John 2:15 militant Jesus. You turn tables over to get righteous judgment. As an attorney, I tell people that all the time, because most of them only know me with this voice that you hear right now, because that is who I am. But if, in each case, I go in with the olive branch, and God has blessed me so that my representation has been featured on television, radio, the cases that I've won, you can go to the law office for yourself. Call rossiwilliams.com, CallRawsiWilliams.com, and you can see how I've advocated for people. It didn't matter, the black, the white, the rich or the poor. I've had clients from all walks of life, and I've sued police and represented them. But what I was looking for in each situation was righteous judgment. So it also means I've declined some cases. I've turned some people down, because the zeal of Christianity, the zeal of righteous judgment, the zeal of serving God, it eats me up so. So I tell people, I can come to you as an attorney being the John 3:16 Jesus, or I can be the John 2:15 Jesus. However you send for me carries weight in how I respond. The militant Jesus, what would Jesus do in the situations that we're seeing right now? What would Jesus do, I ask you, in the situations of Breonna Taylor, George Floyd? What would Jesus do in the situations of COVID-19? What would Jesus do in the situations of the homeless? What would Jesus do when people are losing their loved ones and losing their jobs? What would he do? He would not conform. I'm going to give you a few more scriptures, and then we're going to pray, have our altar call, and end with your task for today on Daily Fire Devotion Podcast. In the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 34, Jesus said, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword." That is Matthew, chapter 10, verse 34. And Matthew 10, 37, Jesus said, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." That is Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. And Matthew 23, verses 13 through 39, which I don't have the entire time to read, but Jesus was chastising and reprimanding the Pharisees and religious leaders, and he didn't say, "Well, you know what, let me worry about how you're feeling." He said, "But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in." And then throughout that, he continuously called them hypocrites. You see, Jesus is not always worrying about how you feel about what he said. And finally in Jude, verses 22 through 24, because there's only one chapter in Jude. Again, Jude, verses 22 through 24. "And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." The militant Jesus as we go into prayer today, I ask you, what eats you up with zeal? What are you impassioned about today? What is your call? What is your purpose on this earth, from a practical matter to spiritually expand the kingdom of God? How long will you be a conformist, letting people deceive you into thinking that you are not supposed to have a righteous anger? You're not supposed to have a reasonable emotional response. Your husband cheating on you, and people at the church saying, oh, just forgive him. You didn't even get the time to be angry. You didn't even get the time to deal with the betrayal, to cry or to grieve, because somebody said WWJD, and this represented that meant you were just supposed to remain in fellowship. Someone assaulted you. Someone deceived. Someone defamed your name. Someone has committed injustice against you, and someone has misrepresented to you. Or that being a Christian means you have no right to speak up, defend yourself, cut ties, move on. Someone has lied to you that being a Christian means you can only speak nicely, count to 5 or 10, that you keep having to give a person chance after chance. No, all you got to do is keep loving them. But you don't have to keep remaining in fellowship. You don't have to keep silent. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give your name the glory and the honor. We give your name the glory and the honor. We give your name. Hallelujah. The glory today, God, you are worthy. You are Savior. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. And our host of hosts. And God, we magnify you with all that is in us. Glory. Now, Lord, help us, Father, to be the militant Jesus type of Christians. We stand up, we cry loud, and we spare not. We stand up, we cry loud, and we spare not. We stand up for what is right. We cry loud and we spare not. We love, we have pure hearts, we have pure motives, and in all of that, just like Jesus, we know when it's time to be loving and sacrificial, and we know when it's time to turn the tables over. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening right now that you would bless them, Father. Bless them going in and bless them going out. Father, in all things, that you would just be there for them. You would cover them in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all about them as they go throughout their day today, all throughout this weekend, that you would just bless, bless, bless. Open the windows of heaven. Rain down miracles. Do what only you can do. Father, give them victory. Father, give them victory. Father, give them victory, that they may grow in every area of their lives. In the name of Jesus, we count it done. Say, I am not a conformist, but I am a Christian, and I will stand up for righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, come on and magnify the Lord. Come on and magnify him. As I do the altar call, then I have two announcements, and I'll end with your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have been deceived into not being able to express your true feelings, you are now so bitter and jaded on the inside because someone misrepresented to you that being a Christian meant that you could not respond. You could not respond truthfully or sincerely. You could not tell people where to get off and get out, as Jesus told these people in the temple. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. I repent of my disbelief. I repent of my backsliding. I repent of not standing up for righteousness' sake. I repent of not speaking out against injustice. I repent of letting people misrepresent you to me. Now, Lord, I ask forgiveness. And I confess, Jesus, that you are the Christ. I confess, Jesus, that God has raised you from the dead. Now, according to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, I am saved. Glory. I am rededicated to you. I am not a conformist anymore. I will stand up for righteousness, and I have the victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you are in church this weekend, even if it's online. Make sure you let your leader know that you've given your life to Christ. If you have no church home, I invite you to tune in with us Sundays at 11 a.m. Eastern on Facebook Live. That is First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. First Deliverance Church of God in Christ in Miami, Florida. And so many of you have been letting me know that you've been tuning in. I have a pastor out of Ohio who's letting me know that he goes back and tunes in to our service after his own services. I have family members and friends in Alabama who've let me know they've been tuning in. So tune in at 11 a.m. Eastern to First Deliverance Church of God in Christ in Miami. That is Pastor Errol Cooper, Sr., E-R-R-O-L, and Lady Tony Cooper. And when you tune in, you know, put your name up there. Let me know so I can see you that you are tuning in. Okay? Now, two announcements, and I will end with your task for today. Number one, tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are having, our church is having a night of praise and worship and fellowship online. I want you to tune in so you can just get your soul revived and spend some time with the Lord. Just go to Facebook Live, First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. And for those of you who already follow me on Facebook, I will also have it live on my Facebook page, 7 p.m. Eastern, First Deliverance Church of God in Christ in Miami, Florida. Make sure you tune in. I promise you, you will be blessed. Number two, this is the last week of Daily Fire Devotion being on blogtalkradio.com. So for those of you who were there, make sure you go ahead and follow on any of the, who were following me there, on any of the major platforms today, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker.com, Google Podcast, SoundCloud. And that way, when I'm finished with the podcast Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. live, then you'll get a notification and you'll be able to hear it whenever you want. Remember, you can also go to rossi.org or text the message DF to phone number 33222. All right, now our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion podcast with evangelist attorney Rossi Williams is the militant Jesus. Your task for today is to stand up and speak out against unrighteousness. Let the zeal of Christ eat you up, as the disciples said they remembered it was written. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Whatever purpose and passion God has given you, wherever your calling is, to racial injustice, to the homeless, to the widows, to children, to orphans, wherever it is, to protecting animals, wherever it is, to ministry, to businesses that support the kingdom, step up, stand up, and speak out to expand the kingdom of Christ. Share today's word with at least three people. If you get the text, forward the text. If you don't receive the text, share it from rossi.org. When you go, let me say this, I forgot to tell you guys, this is something new as well. When you're listening on rossi.org, you can now give me immediate feedback about the teaching. On that broadcast page, when you press play and you're listening, there's a little button there for you to comment. There's a little heart there for you to press like. There's a share button. You can immediately share this on your Facebook, your Twitter, right from the rossi.org page. And so give me a comment. I'll read it. Let me know if you like it. Just press the heart for like. And even more importantly, share it. That way, we are expanding God's kingdom. All right, I will see you live Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern. WWJD does not just mean grin and bear it. Be a nonconformist for the kingdom. And I'll see you.
prone to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. Where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be